BBC Radio 3. The time is 4 o'clock and it's time now for Choral Evensong, which was recorded in the chapel of Eton College during this year's Rodolphus Choral Course. The canticles are sung to the King's College Service by Joanna Forbes Lestrange, and the anthem is O Sing Unto the Lord a New Song, a setting by Cecilia McDowell of Psalm 98. The service opens with an introit by Lucy Walker, with words by Ozioma Obagi. Today I rise, I soar in splendour, as the day keeps unveiling all her grandeur, let the chains of yesterday break away.
Good afternoon, and welcome to this service of Choral Evensong from the Chapel of Eton College, sung by members of the Rodolphus Choral Course. It is a particular delight to welcome those who are joining this service on Radio 3. This act of worship, taken from the Book of Common Prayer and enriched by choral music, is an opportunity for reflection, prayer, and thanksgiving for God's preservation in the many changes and chances of this transitory life. The psalmist writes, "An offering of a free heart will I give thee, and praise thy name, O Lord, because it is so comfortable." The office hymn is Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken. choir will now sing the psalms set for this evening. The Book of Psalms are the ancient hymnody of the people of God. They articulate the whole range of human emotion in an honest and direct tenor. Tonight's psalms express the anguish of those who suffer injustice, yet proclaim the faithfulness of God, even in the face of adversity. O cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall nourish thee, and shall not suffer the righteous to fall forever.
Thank you. The first lesson is taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55, beginning to read from verse 8. The prophet Isaiah records God's promise of mercy. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy, and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle. And it shall be to the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Here ends the first lesson.
You have.
The second lesson is taken from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy, chapter 2, beginning to read from verse 8. St. Paul exhorts St. Timothy to live worthily of God's promises. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. That is my gospel, for which I suffer hardship, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, so that they may also obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The saying is sure. If we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remind them of this, and warn them before God that they are to avoid wrangling over words, which does no good but only ruins those who are listening. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved by him, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly explaining the word of truth. Avoid profane chatter, for it will lead people into more and more impiety, and their talk will spread like gangrene. Among them are Hymenaeus and Philetus, who have swerved from the truth by claiming that the resurrection has already taken place. They are upsetting the faith of some. But God's firm foundation stands, bearing this inscription: The Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who calls on the name of the Lord turn away from wickedness. Here ends the second lesson.
Lord, now let us have thy Son.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
We humbly beseech thee to put away from us all hurtful things, and to give us those things which be profitable for us, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Give unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give, that both our hearts may be set to obey thy commandments, and also that by thee we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness, through the merits of Jesus Christ our Saviour. In our darkness we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night, for the love of thy only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
The anthem is Cecilia McDowell's joyful setting of the 98th Psalm, in which God is praised for his saving power. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvellous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory.
For he hath
Let us pray. Almighty God, who has given us grace at this time with one accord, to make our common supplications unto thee, and dost promise that when two or three are gathered together in thy name, thou wilt grant their requests. Fulfill now, O Lord, the desires and petitions of thy servants, as may be most expedient for them, granting us in this world knowledge of thy truth, and in the world to come, life everlasting.
Amen.
Bring us, O Lord God, at our last awakening into the house and gate of heaven, to enter into that gate and dwell in that house, where there shall be no darkness nor dazzling, but one equal light, no noise nor silence, but one equal music, no fears nor hopes, but one equal possession, no ends nor beginnings, but one equal eternity, in the habitations of thy majesty and glory, world without end.
Amen.
O God, the creator and preserver of all mankind, we humbly beseech thee for all sorts and conditions of men, that thou wouldst be pleased to make thy ways known unto them, thy saving health unto all nations. More especially we pray for the good estate of the Catholic Church, that it may be so guided and governed by thy good Spirit, that all who profess and call themselves Christians may be led into the way of truth, and hold the faith in unity of spirit, in the bond of peace, and in righteousness of life. Finally, we commend to thy fatherly goodness all those who are in any ways afflicted or distressed, in mind, body, or estate, especially those whom our prayers are desired, that it may please thee to comfort and relieve them according to their several necessities, giving them patience under their sufferings and a happy issue out of all of their afflictions. And this we beg for Jesus Christ, his sake.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost, be with us all, evermore.
Amen.
The closing hymn this evening is How Shall I Sing That Majesty?
Thank you.
God's blessing. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be amongst you, and remain with you always.
Amen.
Star Fantasy by Christina Arakelian, ending today's choral evensong recorded in the chapel of Eton College. Members of this year Rodolphus Choral Course were conducted by Anna Lapwood, and the organist was William Fairburn.